Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudal. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shecholios B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says that if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, this is during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when wherever one was, there was a chiv to take a lulav on Shabbos, to do netilas lulav on Shabbos, but you're still not allowed to carry it. V'shochach v'hotzias a lulav v'shus harabim. And one forgot, and he carried a lulav into v'shus harabim, so he did hotzah. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi says, potter. He's potter. Doesn't mean that it was mutter for him to carry it. It just means that he was torid bidvar mitzvah. He was thinking about doing the mitzvah. He's thinking about taking the lulav to shul to do the mitzvah there. And because he was so rushed and hurried, he happened to forget it's Shabbos. But since he was osik in a mitzvah, it's called torid bidvar mitzvah. And he'd be potter for an avera that's done while he's torid bidvar mitzvah. Now the Rav says this is specifically only talking about a case where he was not yotze to the mitzvah of lulav. Had he have already been yotze the mitzvah of lulav beforehand, then that wouldn't even be called tar bidvar mitzvah, and he would be chayiv, a shogeg. He wouldn't be putter. But the question that's asked, that's the implied question, is how is it possible that he's not yotze the mitzvah? He should already been yotze the mitzvah the second he's carrying it into Rosh Hashanah Ram, because by a lulav, although the best way to take a lulav is the way we do it and with halal and the nanuim, but really, midiraisa, the second one picks up a lulav and esrig, he's yotze the mitzvah, so he should have been yotze the mitzvah the second he's taking it outside. So it should always have already been not tarah bidvar mitzvah, because he should have already been yotze the mitzvah the second he carried it. So the Rav gives a few answers. One is maybe he has it upside down. A person's only yotze mitzvah's derech gedilason, the way that the item grows, if it's a natural item, just like atzei shitim in the Mishkan. They had to stand derech gedilason, the way that they grew. So two mitzvahs are only yotze, that's why we turn the esrog upside down before we make the bracha. Or, the Rav says another example that he would not have already been yotze the mitzvah in this case is that he put it in a kli and he wasn't holding the lulav and esrog directly, he's holding it in a kli. He uses a lashon derech bizayon, and if you're holding the kli in a derech bizayon, that's not called taking it. Now, what's derech bizayon? What it just means is that the kli is there just to make your life easier, that you want to be able to travel with it from place to place. It makes it more convenient. So it's not really bizayon, but it's not there for the kfayt of the mitzvah. Mashenkin, let's say a person does something for the beauty of the lulav or the esrog, that's not an hefsik between your hands and the lulav and esrog, and there you would be yotze the mitzvah right away. I'm not sure. Now, the obvious question that Taisus Yontif asks on the Rav is, why not just say, if you're carrying it, the reason that he was not yotze the mitzvah already is because mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, the Rav paskins, the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, you have to have kavana when you're doing a mitzvah for the mitzvah. And in this case, a guy's carrying a lulav and esrog not to do the mitzvah right now, he's just taking it to carry it somewhere else. So if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then he was not yotze the mitzvah, and that's why Rabbi Yossi says you're potter because you're tarid bedvar mitzvah. You're thinking about the mitzvah that you're going to do, but you weren't yotze yet because you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. So it turns out that that is an answer, and Taisentiv leaves it as unclear why the Rav didn't just say this. The Rambam himself, although the Rambam gives similar answers like the Rav in the Perush of Mishnayos, however, in Hilchos Shkagos, the Rambam actually says that the example here is kidei lotzus bo. And the Rambam does not list all the different ways that the case had to have been that you were not yotze. He doesn't say that it had to have been upside down or in a kli. So he wants to learn from the Rambam. It's because the Rambam holds mitzvah strichas kavana. The Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And as long as you weren't mekayim the mitzvah yet, if a person is torid bidvar mitzvah, he would be potter.